Bam.
Who's the best show here?
Tech Show!
Who's the best show here?
Tech Show! All
right, good. That's the best one yet.
Pizza, pizza. Pizza. Pizza.
Big O! Showtime!
While you were making egg foo young in the kitchen, I was in the dining room having sushi.
It's a little bit Tech Show, and that's fact. If you don't like the cast, you can stick it up your ass. Ain't no funny duddies that'll get bad. But the strong man could affect the DLNGS.org and ICChallengeAnalytics.net. Bound Tech Show. Just sit right there, cause the cast is just about to begin.
Welcome to episode 908 of the Linksling Tag Show. On the show tonight, we have Pat.
Going maskless.
We have Joel.
Good evening.
We have Joe.
Just back from the gym.
And we got Flying Rich.
Going assless. I mean, from the Flying Rich, from the Hughes compound, Southern Command.
Chapless.
Wherever. Chapless.
Well, really Fraz, the Flying Rich Autonomous Zone.
There we go.
Yeah. And you can get the Fraz t-shirt at blackswantactical.com.
Yay. So, one complaint I'm going to go into this week, and it really could apply to tech.
Is this limited to one? Just one? Because we're going to hold you to that.
No. It's communications. Wednesday, I dropped my car at the dealership because it one, I got a warranty for a couple things, and the air conditioning wasn't working. Okay, so I'm not really well equipped to work on air conditioning, nor am I well equipped to, which was covered in warranty, by the way. But dropped it off Wednesday. Now, apparently, I was lucky. All right. Because apparently the spot that I found on the day before, first off, I found this spot the day before. Their website didn't say, well, that spot is usually those spots are usually only for doing oil changes and stuff like that. And it's like, well, website didn't say that. So it doesn't matter. They took it in anyway. It took them from Wednesday until Friday at 2 o'clock to actually get anybody assigned to it. Okay. Finally, I didn't really find out what was truly wrong with it until today. Well, okay. I got updates here. Okay.
So their website, you plug the computer into the OBD port, and that tells you everything about it.
Not so easy on that, but... So, their website, by the way, their website, guess what browser it worked in? Old one, too. Internet Explorer 6, or whatever the latest Internet Explorer is. It's the only web browser. I tried it in Firefox. I tried it in Chrome. That's it. You know, so, the last update on the website was Friday. No other updates on there. In fact, it still says the same thing that it said Friday. That is, they're working on it. So any event, hopefully I should have that tomorrow. But this just goes about communications.
What do you need a car for?
Oh, geez. Lots of things. You know, because we're making this little move to storage, you know, like one of the things I'm trying to do is I'll take all the little crap that we can move, without the help of my nephew and his friend, those things are moving into trailers. So, you know, so I actually probably have a lot less to move this time once we get the truck here Friday than we did the last time. So, of course, then the last time we were also, you know, moving 20 years worth of garbage out of the house, you know. Well, some of it was garbage. You know, I threw away a whole bunch of stuff, today. So, but it goes back towards, you know, when you talk about the house, it's the same kind of thing. It's like, you know, you're not telling me what you're doing It's like, I don't find out about things about the progress of the house until I go down there to look at it. It's like, yeah, first off, I do appreciate that I can go look at it, because some places don't let you do that. But it's like, I understand delays, but when I get a delay and I get no reason for a delay or no response back, yeah, that's a bad thing. And that also can happen with stuff at work, too. You know, we have techs that, well, you know, they won't put anything into updates, and I'm guilty of it, too. So one of the things I'm trying to work better at is how do I keep status on giving status to my clients when I'm doing my work.
You know, like we have ServiceNow. All of my clients are basically internal.
Right.
So I don't have external clients in ServiceNow just pretty much every day. As soon as you fire up your computer, you log into ServiceNow. Every ticket you have open, you just write in process. And then you make sure everything else is working. And then you go back and, you know, groom the tickets and, you know, work on what's the highest priority.
Yeah, that's an interesting concept there too, but it also kind of goes towards where retail is failing, because it's like if I go and look up on Best Buy's website, oh, do you have this cable modem? Yeah, we have it. You can have it in 2 days. It's like, well, then you don't have it. I can't go there and get it today. And it's like, you know. And like some of those things, like I'd love to go look at the box and stuff, pick the box up and look at it. But nowadays, that's getting next to impossible with certain things. But communication is just something that I think this whole world kind of sucks at. But
well, you know, look, here's the thing that we all know about as techies. We talk about SLAs, service level agreements.
Yep.
And then a service level agreement is meaningless unless there's teeth in it. And realistically, and I know it won't ever happen because, you know, their control, you know, the builder is in control. You need a service level agreement in an ideal world.
Yep.
Where it says move-in date is at this, or there will be a reduction in, you know, final cost of the house, equivalent to whatever the hotel costs are.
Well, so there is goes the upside, though. Because we locked our price in back in October, and because the real estate market is really fucking nuts now, like, Rich, you can probably get $1 million for your house right now, easy.
Oh, yeah, my house in Florida went nuts.
Yeah, so... But yeah, like I'm seeing houses, like if we would have waited till now to sell the house, now we probably could have got an additional $50,000 to $60,000 out of it. So one upside is when we did lock things pricing in, the company's not going to make any money on our build, for sure.
They're totally screwed.
Yeah, we're going to walk in with count my down payment. We're going to put probably about $4,000 down. If I looked at that and count what we could get for it if I put it back on the market right after we buy it, we're talking $90,000 in equity right off the bat. Easy. So,
that's okay,
I mean,
if you're going to live in a trailer park.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, we're not going to do that. We're just going to, you know, we're going to buy it, of course. But you know, and that's really the reality of the real estate market. Now, I could walk from this now and not lose a penny because they give me all of the money that we'd already put down on it back. And they'd even give me the $500 for the networking cable that I paid extra. But they're going to get $50,000-$60,000 more. They're going to actually make a profit on it if I did that. So, you know, that's one thing it's going to make me stay. Not only that, but just the fact is trying to find a place to live now.
So what you're saying is they have no incentive to finish the house and sell it to you. They want you to welch on the deal so they can sell it for more.
Well, I don't think so. Because that's obviously not being proven there. Because they actually, because of this, though, they actually completely changed how they do builds now. They no longer will basically do what we did, and we got to pick everything, including structural changes that we wanted. So, like, if you wanted a screen room and the house that you picked didn't have a screen room, tough titty, you can't get one. All right. But they're basically not selling them until they're at pre-drywall. So you can still go in, you can still pick, like, what color cabinets you get and colors and crap like that. But you can't. But they're not gonna sell it to you until they get to that point. So, in fact, they're actually not selling anything right now at all because they got so many houses that they have to finish as it is. So, just in our neighborhood, they got 8 that have sold that they have to finish. So, and they've actually built several others that are still available in the neighborhood. You drive through, you'll see a house there, and there's an available sign in it. It's not complete, but you see an available sign, and they're going to sell it at some point. But some of it's COVID, some of it's the Texas freeze, some of it was hurricanes down on the Gulf Coast last year. A whole bunch of different reasons why it's not all COVID, but not to mention the fact people, when they were locked down, they couldn't do anything. they're kind of screwed.
Dan, can we do a new intro for the show where it's like Joel's old house? Welcome to Joel's old house.
This old house?
Yeah, it's not an old house, though.
This old house will be when you move in. CPAP machines.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, is this your new house you're talking about? Or your old house that you sold?
My new house, the old house. Oh my god! We haven't had that old house in 8 months.
I now got Schmutz food. I got sweet potato on my keyboard now. I think I'm just as bad as my sister-in-law.
Sweet potato.
That now it's a potato good, pie.
Just finished dating.
There you go. So, but on the other side of that coin, I'm planning on and more technical. I'm going to. Surprise, Rich, I'm going to buy our cable modem for when we move into the house. I'm looking at a Nighthawk CM2000 from Netgear. It'll go multi-gigabit if needed, although the best I can get right now in the neighborhood I think is going to be a gig, which, it's future-proof. I probably could spend a little less and still get gig, but I figure I'm not gonna want to buy another cable modem for quite a while. So, because it's like cable modems pretty much last, So
the Nighthawks are good if they work, but a lot of times you get one, you get home, one of the bands doesn't work, or the Ethernet simply doesn't work.
Yeah, and I was also looking too, in the list of approved modems, one of the things I looked at was, I don't want a modem with Wi-Fi in it. I already have that. I've got my mesh system. I'm just going to connect to it. So, in fact, probably what the setup I'll probably have in the front room over the garage, which is my office, I will have the cable modem hooked up to the cable, of course, and the wire from that going into probably will take that and put that into the primary node on the mesh network, and then from there I would plug that into my, I have a 16 port gig switch that will be in my office, and then I'll have cables for each of the rooms downstairs, and from there I'll plug in in my wife's office area, and in my probably my bedroom, we'll plug in the additional mesh nodes. So, which will have one node upstairs, and then one node in the front of the house, and one node in the back of the house. So we should have good Wi-Fi throughout the house. So, and it'll be gig and the cabling verified before they put drywall up, that the cabling is all Cat 6E, so I can go all the way up to 10 gig on that cabling at some point in the near future. So if I buy a 10 gig switch on down the road, I'm all set for that. So, and in the meantime, I've got a, took my old AC68 router, which still works, and I reset it and set it up such that we can use that for when we're in the extended stay. Because there is a wire in there, and I think I can probably just plug that into the WAN port on the switch and then should be able to connect my laptop into that, as well as my wife's laptop. So I may take my Google Home, the Home Hub, with me to the hotel. Just because if I can get that router to work, then I can use that. I can't do smart lights and stuff like that. It's going to be too much to do on that. We should be able to just Google lookups and stuff like that. So, and a cool thing about the Google Home Hub is it's going to switch from the Cast OS that runs on it to Fuchsia OS. Because they just released that this week. Wish I could hack that, though.
So, who else went out this weekend and shot machine guns? I was just curious, you know.
We all did.
Good. I'm glad you did also.
Didn't Google have some kind of event in the past week?
Hey, Google
shooting machine guns now.
Yeah, Google I.O. Didn't they just
my eldest daughter graduated from high school last weekend.
Well, that's awesome.
Congratulations.
Yeah. It was very exciting, all the family in town.
The short one?
Super glad they're gone. Yes, the short one.
The short one.
Well, send tiny congratulations her way.
I will tiny let her know that you sent tiny congratulations for her tiny self.
That's great. Didn't Google officially release its operating system this week?
Fuchsia.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what my Nest Hub will be the first thing I have that has it.
What do you think?
I don't know. I can't tell if it's been updated to that yet. I'll have to check it later. It updates itself.
So apparently Fuchsia, they're going to start rolling it out across all their product lines eventually?
Well, no. I don't think it's going to be on the phones. But it's maybe like the Nest devices, probably.
Well, I thought I heard it might be on Chromebooks and stuff, too. Maybe tablets.
I remember something about that.
And that supposedly it's supposed to be able to run Android and Linux applications.
Interesting.
At least that's what I was reading a couple days ago. I don't know. Do we really need Fuchsia?
I don't know.
I don't know, it just seems to me that it's... I don't know what my opinion on it. It hasn't even been able to be out and played around with, has it? I mean, I'm like...
I don't know.
I get that they probably want to exercise full control on their stack, and they could do that a lot better if they had their own operating system. Is Fuchsia open source? It is, isn't it?
I think so.
It just seems like it's trying to fracture that market there a little bit. But maybe that's a good idea. I don't know.
God only knows.
So I was thinking, on my way home from
Did that hurt?
No. From the dentist. I was thinking about this on the way home from the dentist today. I was like, you know,
that hurt.
No, it didn't actually. Why is it that, I mean, when you look at this, operating systems, why is it that we don't have, like, the best example of a server operating system that's kind of also being used as a desktop operating system that is acceptable by the general population is Windows. And that's even, I think, stretching it, because really nobody, I don't know anybody that really likes Windows. Well, I mean, there's some people, but they begrudgingly use it. And like, using Windows in a server environment this day and age, it's just uncool, right? So
depends on what your application needs.
Well, so realistically, I wouldn't say cool or not cool. It's just bloatware.
It's like your best choice on I think on a server, and more direction going this way, it's like BSD or Linux, and it's like your best choice for a desktop operating system is OS X, right? But, like, for some reason, BSD and Linux can't really seem to break through the general desktop market. And OS X did not do so well as a server operating system. What's up with that? Like I'm not, you know, I use Linux as a desktop every day, and we could argue Chromebooks are kind of like Linux, but because it's got like a Linux kernel and underpinnings and everything, but it's still, it's not like Fedora, you know what I mean? There's still other things there. The general person doesn't get a Fedora system or Ubuntu system. They get a Chromebook. Why in this day and age is it still like that? It's just like, I wouldn't call OS X a BSD desktop. I mean,
right.
It kind of is, but it's not. And you're not going to, like, get applications built for OS X to easily run on FreeBSD or NetBSD or anything like that, right? It's its own thing. So why don't we have a really good example of an operating system that does great and is accepted by the majority, like a good portion of the population, on both the server and the desktop, except Windows. That's the only one. But even then, again, like I said, that's got a lot of problems. I wouldn't call that Windows best in class anymore. Best in ass, but maybe best in class. I'm sorry, Joel. You were gonna add something.
It just, like I said, it depends on what you needed to do. You know, if I could switch all my Windows boxes over to Linux boxes, sure, I would do that.
I get that. But it depends on what you needed to do. But you know what? You could probably do everything you need to do on OS X, right?
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, here we are. Why can't we have a unified, like, just like straight across the board, a really great server operating system and a really great desktop operating system? And by what I mean by the desktop is, like, it's kind of mainstream accepted, and there's, you know, it's not like the question is, well, I can't use this because, I mean,
my honest opinion, Dan, Most people have moved on. Most people have moved on from a traditional desktop. They're moving on to devices like Android-based phones or iOS-based iPad or iPhone. And that's it, you know, or even, you know, for a lot, the most common and the most distributed computer in K through 12 since the start of the pandemic has been Chrome OS. So people don't care about the desktop operating system anymore. As long as they can get a web browser, they don't care.
So what you're saying is, we do have it then, because Chrome OS is built on top of Linux, is it not?
Well, for the moment,
but yeah. Still, it's not like, I guess pretty much anything you could do on the Chrome, except Android applications. Like, you can run Android applications on Chrome OS. Can you run Android applications on top of Linux? Is it as easy and seamless? Because I've never checked. I've never actually looked to see whether there's Android application emulators.
I wouldn't say it's seamless.
And, you know, like, and probably that's it right there. It's the ecosystems and everything. Like, if you want to run Android applications on top of Linux, you got to go through all this jank to get it. You got to get the APKs and sideload it on there, don't you? Because I don't think you're going to get the Google Store where you could just download it and install it off the Google Store.
Yeah, good question.
I don't know. It just had me wondering today. Rich and his Hackintosh, you don't do that anymore, do you?
Heck no, not out of that.
But yeah, I mean, does Apple still even produce their server OS?
OS X server?
I
think that did go away, but I don't say I know for sure.
Yeah, I thought they dropped that a few years ago. No, maybe not.
Yeah. Interesting.
Oh, you can add Mac OS server to your Mac from the Apple App Store for just $20. So I guess the server now is an application that you can put on your OS X device.
That kind of sucks.
Yeah, I remember we had one of the OS X servers way back in the school district, ran it as a QuickTime server.
Yeah, Cornell, we had that.
It wasn't too bad. It still came with the Apple jank. I remember having to do shit in that, and it was like not fun.
Yeah, Mac OS server. Yeah, holy cow! I didn't know there was even an option. Well, see, that's the other thing too. Like, if you get I have to look. At one point, the Mac Mini. I think now the Mac Mini doesn't even have the optical drive on it anymore. No computer does, really.
Right.
Anymore.
That's why all my port and files are on floppy disks, so nobody can read
it. Yeah, right. So, I mean, I remember that was a huge deal when they originally moved that optical chip from there. optical disk. A lot of people were basically calling the M1, the Mac Mini, a small home server, which technically it could do that. But now I will say that the one thing I will miss here in the next week or so is I'm gonna miss the my MB server on Open Media Vault, but. Well, just live. Actually, one of the things I'm probably going to do is take my wife has a Roku 4, the one that will do 4K, even though we don't have it hooked to a 4K TV in our bedroom. So we'll probably take that, because at least then we'll have like our regular TV, like our Fubo and a few things like that. So, but and another thing with that, we'll say this, because we're going to be there for a month and we need to have a way to get things mailed to us. For the first time in my life, I actually got a P.O. box. That's interesting in the modern world.
How much that run you?
About 170 for 3 months.
170? So, wow. I didn't know it was that expensive.
Well, I got a bigger one. I got one big enough that they can put packages in it if needed. Oh. You know? So, and it's practically down the street from where we're staying. So, and some things like I do Harry's for my shaving supplies. I just put that off until after we're moved into the house.
So you're not shaving until after you move?
No. I just bought. The nice thing is Harry's is now carried by most grocery stores. I'm finding now Kroger's has it, Meijer's has it. I think even Sam's Club has it too. So, because I get almost all my stuff is from Harry's, including like my body wash. Although I am trying some Duke Cannon bar soap, which is pretty awesome. But I just put that one. I actually already updated it. I know what our address is going to be, so I just put our new address in and set that up. So,
so all your mail is going to the P.O. box.
It's good. Yep. I already put the forwarding to the P.O. box, and we'll put another forwarding into the house.
You can order that USB-C cable from Amazon. It'll be in your P.O. box tomorrow.
I probably won't order much this month just because I don't want to, for one, and for two.
Dude, you should be ordering out the wazoo. You're paying $170 for the extra large P.O. box.
Well, I don't have to. Yeah, I don't want to. Well, take advantage technically, of it's the large one, but yeah. No, actually, there is one thing I do want to order, but I probably won't wait until after we're moved in. I want to get. There is a. I'm trying to remember who does it. They have both an Etsy store, and this is the one thing I'm trying to figure out: is how are these legal? But there is an Etsy store and a.
The answer is because nobody's prosecuted.
Probably right, but on the Etsy store there is a company that by the name of Nerdcraft. K-N-E-R-D-K-R-A-F-T. They have the systems diagram for the Enterprise NCC-1701-D. And I'd like to get that so that I can hang that in my office. And I'm going to get a what I'm planning on doing is getting a frame for it to go in. And then it'll get some LED lights to light it up from behind so it looks like it's just like a one of the displays on the Enterprise.
Is this going to be like the Amazon boogie order where they just photocopied it and they blew it up 12 times?
That makes me wonder.
They blew it up from the trading card and they blew it up like 20 times and it's just like this blurry image from the Topps trading card.
Version. Yeah, I have to read the review. Well, the reviews, actually, it's got 57 reviews and they're 5 stars.
By the way, I got free shit from them and I wrote that review.
Yeah. Oh, from Nerdcraft?
Anyway. Which I wasn't supposed to say.
Uh-huh.
That's why you got yelled at over the weekend.
There you go.
No, don't you tell him you're
Kel-Tec. But this, I mean, unless they somehow to manage to get a licensing from Paramount/CBS, I don't even know how it's illegal. And that's the other thing I've noticed. If you go on the Etsy... there's tons of this kind of crap out there. You know, like there's jewelry.
It's flying under the radar, man.
Oh, totally, man. I mean, and it's for almost everything. I mean, it's kind of cool, but it just makes me wonder how much longer is that going to last? Probably not very much longer.
You know, the FBI investigates every reported incident of copyright infringement. They're going to be kicking in your door, man.
Right.
Of your no. P.O. box.
Rich is making a call right now.
I already made the call.
I know.
You'll go to open that P.O. box, and when you stick your hand in there, it'll come out handcuffed.
All right. No, I bought it, so, you know, or I will probably buy it. So
wait, you I bought it or you're going one. To buy it?
I'm going to buy it, but well,
they got them.
But I'm not the thing. People who would be prosecuted are the people that have these stores. But like, I just opened it up right now, and you guys remember the movie The Fifth Element?
Yes, it's one of my favorite movies.
Yes. There's a store on Etsy called Dark Matter Props that has the key for the Mandashoan tomb in Egypt.
The real brass key. Thing.
Yeah, it looks just like it. Yeah, but
the one from the movie.
Yeah, from the movie. Yeah,
that'll fit the tomb.
Yeah, maybe you can go get unlock the Fifth Element.
Can you buy that like? Like, is any place other place selling that?
The only places like Etsy and people that manage to do Amazon stores, it just makes me wonder the legality of it. Like,
what
the
other 3D thing print too, them. Are they 3D yeah. printing them and selling them? Is that what they're
yeah,
doing?
Yeah, you can.
That bad. One doesn't look STLs, like it's 3D printed.
For basically all the stuff from the Fifth Element are on Thingiverse.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that I don't makes doubt sense. That, but this right. I don't doubt that, but this actually looks like it's actually made out of brass. So, but then other things too, like now I do see a fair amount of 3D printed crap too, but then I see like there's a store by the name of Captain's Dry Dock where you can get Star Trek Voyager / DS9 communicator badge and the rank pips.
Man, you spend a lot of time looking for this stuff.
No, yeah, it's just 3D printing. I don't spend a lot of time. It just goes right there because that's what I'm into. Yeah,
when he's supposed to be working, you know, he's got the other computer up next to him and he's looking up random crap to keep himself occupied.
Are you kidding me? You can do that when you work from home?
Absolutely.
Of course you can.
I made it halfway through Army of the Dead today.
While you're working, yes.
Are you watching at like 2x speed?
Yeah.
No, Army of the Dead's a movie. It's like what, 2 hours long?
Oh, are you okay.
During
you watching
an 8-hour day? I was able to watch an hour's worth of movie.
You're only focusing on one spot on the screen, though, right? You know, the not right. blurry spot.
Right.
Did pretty you much. Like it?
So far, it seems pretty good. I spend way too much time on phone calls to actually be able to, you know, concentrate on a movie.
You got to shut that phone call off, man. You got to tell them. Yeah, things are going on.
I got to block them out. And yeah, a lot of times that happens, but still.
Now, here's a good example of something that's 3D printed. And granted, I'm planning on doing it, 3D printing it at one point. But there's a guy by the name of Steam Printers on here. And by the way, this is just, I mean, I'm not actually searching for this. This is just sitting. When I opened up Etsy, there it was.
So you must have already searched for this stuff.
Huh?
You must have already searched for this stuff because it's giving you what they think you want.
Maybe.
Yeah. We got you.
But it's a 3D printed version of the reimagined Battlestar Galactica. Now, that stuff, the 3D printed stuff, I don't want to order because, one, I can make it myself, and two, unless you're really a like from just Joe random person, not to say Joe is a random person, but just from Joe random person who's 3D printing something and putting it up on Etsy, I don't, you know, if I knew the person and I've seen their work, I might order it because I am lazy and I don't like to do the painting part. But if I order something like that, like he wants $50 for this, which that's not, it's not going to even cost that to paint, to print it and paint it. Okay. With exception of my own time, but, You know, because you got to think each section's probably 12-hour print at least or more, depending on how many layers you're going for and the detail. But it's like he wants $50 for it, and I'm not going to send somebody $50 for it if I get it and it looks like crap. You know, I'd rather, if I'm going to spend that much, I'd rather go just buy the Eagle Moss version and be done with it. So,
hey Joe, you want to spice up your Etsy page? Just search for butt plugs. You'll get a look at this.
Order
look at this.
I'm sure you will.
Yeah, you won't get the Battlestar Galactica anymore. You'll get the tug tail made for pulling.
There's also one it's like here. There's somebody who makes
holy jeez
the custom build Foxfire Burst. It is a, what is this? It's an airsoft gun, I think. 3D printed airsoft gun. There's 3D printed Nerf guns on here, but you know, it's like, you know, that's like with somebody. Like, I have a friend who does a DJ business.
I can't tell you what I'm prototype printing, but it's not a Nerf gun.
It's a butt plug.
It's a lower.
It's a butt plug.
Okay, got me.
Yeah, but he does an 80s trivia night. And he plays 80s music and stuff like that. And he's asking me if I can 3D print some stuff. And I'm like, yeah, sure, I can do that for you. And he's like, well, how much would you want for it? I'm like, I'm just going to give it to you. Because I don't want to take money for it, for something that's not my model. You know what I mean?
Well, it depends on how much he wants you to print, really. I mean,
that's at true, least too.
$20 if it takes a roll.
Yeah, I'm not gonna print anything that big. Well, like one of the things he asked was, could I 3D print a flux capacitor? I'm like, it's probably easier to just go and figure out what the parts are and then just build it. Because anything 3D printed for a flux capacitor would not look good, as far as I'm concerned.
Joel, look at this. You can get a butt plug earrings. You can get butt plugs with an LED light on the end.
Next thing you know, he's going to have
angry lube. Elf butt plug.
The
look at all this. Wow,
plug.
I never realized the market that's available here. Bunny tail?
I just went to Thingiverse
like
and looked up
Wish.
And looked up flux capacitors.
I'm sure there's models there. I know there is.
Does it really print a flux capacitor? A working flux capacitor?
Well, you'd have to put the electronics to it.
Oh. Do they come with the electronic diagram? So you can go back in time?
Yeah,
sometimes
like
they don't. See, that's the other thing, too, is I could print it, but could I make it? I figured out the electronics, you know?
You mean LEDs?
Well, then how do you make it actually work like the thing did in a movie?
With LEDs?
And a control board. I mean, seriously,
yeah,
if you wanted the lights to come on in a specific order, it's probably a really simple Arduino script.
True.
Yeah, or you could just cheap out, as far as technical cheaping out, and just use a Raspberry Pi, like a Pi Zero.
How are you going to get it to take you to the future and then take you to the past? That's what I'm thinking.
Well, you need a DeLorean.
That's right. And the funniest thing is, if I could actually find a DeLorean that was in good enough shape,
you can. They're building them new.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know,
in Texas.
But that's quite a bit more than I'm willing to pay.
Oh, in other words, it's got to be a POS before you buy it.
No. You know, I don't mind used. It's just, you know.
I don't mind used. I was looking at an Audi R8.
I just don't
want to
pay $100,000.
Brutally expensive.
Yeah, that's the thing. So.
A year or two ago, they were affordable, but now it's just not affordable.
Because Archverse has a hitch, and
I'm not
going to
put a hitch on an Audi R8.
No, you wouldn't. But the Traverse has a hitch on it, and I'm trying to talk the wife into letting me build a teardrop. or either build or buy like the shell of a teardrop and then just, you know, finish
good,
it out.
Good. No, no, no. You're not going to get any of that stuff.
Oh no, it's hard now, right?
Yeah. Yeah, any kind of camper stuff, it's just brutally expensive and long lead times.
Yes. But in the minimum, I'm thinking before our next camping trip, I might want to do just like just a trailer to put all the stuff in too. Yeah, cram everything in the car. Yeah, that's an idea. But yeah, there's several YouTubers I'm fascinated by watching them either build or modify their teardrop campers or like a couple of them have a scamp or I'm trying to remember who Slim Potato Head has, what he has now. He had an A-frame, but
You could do like my buddy Hank on Stranger Palooza and get a Class B van.
Yeah, that's a thought too. Yeah, you know, like, or get like a Sprinter, like a Mercedes Sprinter van, and then just build the bed in there and all that. You know,
well,
but
you can buy them pre-done.
Oh yeah, you can.
See, the Rich Rebuilds just did a Sprinter van.
Yeah, living the van life. It is the guy. Started out in a Westfalia Vanagon, and he just bought a Sprinter, and he's done his own build. And
look, van videos are big on YouTube.
They are. They're huge. Camper vans.
So Hank's video from last week got 29,000 views.
For a van?
Yeah, camper van stuff. So, best Class B chassis for your camper vans before you buy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You looking to get a minimum camper van?
No.
No.
I don't have
minimum,
camper van money.
I don't either right now. That's the problem. I'd probably get some of the things. Like, we are talking about doing like a camping trip later in the. After a month or so, after we get the house, before it gets cold.
Are we talking camping or glamping?
Combination. Because what I'd love to get before I go do that is there's a company by the name of Jackery that makes this USB, not USB, but it's a, I think it's a 2,000 watt hour battery, I think. Yeah. It's like $400 or $500. I wouldn't mind having one of those for camping slash also emergency use, you know.
Oh, does it have an inverter on it?
Yep. It has an inverter, it has USB, it has 12 volt and also USB-C as well. So I'm figuring that might have enough juice that it can power both the CPAPs for the wife and I, so that we don't have to drag a extension cord from the pole out.
Have you figured out if you only have enough power for one CPAP, who's the victim?
No, we would just pull an extension cord in from the pole, and that's it.
Oh, but like, say there's no power.
Yeah.
You ran out of gas. There's only enough electricity for one of you to survive the night.
I don't know.
They
man.
Just run a bicycle pump, and you just keep pumping all night. You just switch on and off.
You can all that Jackery. You can also plug a solar panel into it too.
We know Joel's made a choice.
Yeah, depending on how big your panel is,
would
depend
on.
His son
needs a daddy.
Yeah, but it would just depend on how big your panel is, on whether it would be able to keep up with it charge wise during the day. But yeah, that's a thought. Definitely got to get a new tent, because the last camping trip we took the pole going over the, there's like a rain fly on it, the pole that goes over the front of the tent for the rain fly, decided to split her on that trip. So when whatever,
pole?
I could probably get a replacement from Wenzel, because it's not that old. But then
it got to be pretty standard.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at there's other tents though that would.
Tents are pretty cheap too.
Yeah, they're
or
not
at least
that
they used to be.
Yeah, yeah, they're still not. I mean, you can get a decent one for about $100. Just depends on what you want. What I'm looking at is whatever tent I get, I want it to. They have several that are basically you lay it out, and some of them might even already have the poles attached to the tent itself, and then you just basically have it have the main structure of the tent up in like less than 2 minutes, and then all you got to do is stake it in, stake it down. So maybe put a rain fly on it. Just depends on the tent. But so there's several that are like that that I've been looking at. That's kind of also like what I have for the dining canopy that goes over the picnic table. I've got one of those pop-up things where basically you just put the frame, you pop the frame out so far, and then you Velcro the top down onto the frame, and then you pop it up the rest of the way, and then you guy it down onto the ground. We can stake the poles down too. So I've been wanting to go camping. It's starting to get to be that weather. I'd like to get up on Kelly's Island in Lake Erie. They have a yurt, where basically it's basically more or less a camping hotel room. You know, it's still a tent, but it's got like a kitchen and stuff inside of it and all that. And bunks, you just throw your sleeping bag on top of bunk. The only problem is they're probably already sold out for the year at this point. Haven't looked, but but I think because the delay in my house, though, my plans to try and go to Murph this year is not happening. The Midwest Rip Rap Festival. So. So how's that new printer, Joe?
It's great.
They got him.
It's great. I printed a replica of the Enterprise.
Actually, that is on my list of things to print.
There we go.
There's a card really that you can print out where they snap together. I got that set up for the Enterprise and an X-Wing.
Yep.
But right now, just got done printing some flashlight adapters to make some flashlights take 18650 batteries.
Nice.
I had to reprint one part of the gramophone that holds the Echo Dot.
Oh, cool.
For my wife, because she painted it, but then she left it out in the sun to dry.
And, it melted.
And it's PLA, so yeah, it kind of turned into a horseshoe. Yeah. So I printed out another one of those for her. It's been down for a couple of days because I had to unplug it because I had a refrigerator kind of crap out on me. So I had to move everything in my garage. And I thought it was just the capacitor, so I ordered another capacitor. The capacitor got here like 3 days late from Amazon. And then I hook up the capacitor, and the magic smoke comes out of the new capacitor, too. So something else is wrong. And I'm just going to pay $75 and have this refrigerator towed away.
Get you a new one.
And, yeah, well, it's a garage fridge, so I doubt I'll get a new one.
Okay.
I'll get a working one.
There you go.
and if I pay, you know, $65, $75, $100 for it, and it lasts 2 or 3 years, I'm perfectly fine with that. This refrigerator we've had for, well, we're not even the first owners of it, but we've been the owners of it for 17 years?
Well, there you go. It's like a dryers we used to have.
And now
you can make it a gun, redneck gun cabinet.
Yeah, there you go. That. I did get a new shotgun, a Mossberg 12-gauge pump.
Perfect.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to test it yet. My dad brought it back from Florida with him. When my grandpa died a couple weeks back, he gave my dad his 30-30, and so to make room for it, my dad's given me his Mossberg.
There you go.
That works. It will go boom when you pull the trigger.
There you go. Now, I did print something that I'm going to use in when I'm building the new office. I found the Ethernet runners, which will let me keep the Ethernet cables kind of semi-organized, you know. So it'll be organized for what, however long they take till I just start to pull stuff out, you know. But so I printed those. But I trend towards more of the functional prints than the dust collectors. Although I will say there is some pretty nice models of the Enterprise on Thingiverse, like the Enterprise A. There's a beautiful model on there.
Yeah, and they make them decent size too. And some of them are two parts, and some of them are small enough that they'd fit on my printer. 220 by 220 by 250, but you got to print them off at a slope to get them to print right.
And right.
A lot of material, a lot of time. I wouldn't mind giving it a try.
Yep. Yeah. See, my only thing with a 3D printed Enterprise though is they'd be depending on the model. It'd be if you decided you wanted to light it up, that would be difficult.
Yeah. You'd have to really pick your model and your infill.
Yep.
And I guess get a really light infill or generate the path for the LEDs and the wires.
And figure out a good way to get them into position.
Yeah. And figure out a good way to get them into position.
See, that's one thing Eagle Moss has had on their... like you, that you can kind of subscribe to is they build your own Enterprise D, and I believe that one is lit up from the beginning. In fact, I see someone on YouTube.
Yeah, I guess if you can split it into enough parts when you're printing it out, then it would be relatively easy to put in the LEDs, and even if you had to like drill holes, it wouldn't be too bad. Or clean out holes.
But in some of those cases, though, when you talk about that, you can buy the model. Model kits are... they're more than they used to be. Like one of the ones I looked at for the
interview. As long as it's not a Lego kit, it won't cost an arm and a leg.
I don't know about that. One of the ones I looked at
was like $70. Falcon. Any model of the Millennium Falcon that's not like a keychain is probably going to cost you an arm and a leg.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Actually, it's not that bad. Although it's a little small. AMT, and it's a snap together too, which is not really what I like. The snap together stuff. Well, even if I did build a snap together, I would glue it anyway. But the snap together Enterprise D is 24. S&T Incorporated Star Trek Enterprise D.
Starting off a little bit smaller.
Yeah.
And printing off some like D&D figures or just some busts or something.
Yep.
Because I was a piss poor painter to begin with, and I haven't done it in years. It would definitely take some work for me to get up to par to paint something like
get you a Connie,
Enterprise.
print the Constitution class original TV series one. That's in the, that's a simple paint job.
Yeah.
Gray, and the harder thing is on those. See, and the one thing I don't like about some of the model kits, though, that I have tried to build, I say try because usually I got the kit and I opened it up and it was so tiny, it's ridiculous.
Well, they make these things that snap onto your glasses.
Yes.
And magnifying glasses.
Well,
and they work really. I have a pair, and they work really well for soldering.
Yeah. Well, that's not what I'm talking about here. The part of the problem is, rather than let you paint the Aztec-ing on the starships, they have decals in a box.
Yeah.
And like, they're huge decals.
Oh, okay. Well, you could order a set of decals as long as they were close to the right size.
Right. But like here it's $34. Enterprise, the Sovereign class, the Enterprise E, and it's got these huge Aztec-ing decals all over the thing, and it's like, I just want to paint the Aztec-ing. It is easier and it looks better. But in any event, if you do it right, see, that's the other problem too, is I don't do it right, so I'd probably buy like some of the large, like they have larger versions of the Eagle Moss models, so those are probably what I would do instead. But I did do some other 3D printed thing. I built a dry box. Well,
yeah,
I built it.
You went to Walmart, you bought it, you drilled a hole in it, you put a gasket in it, and you ran a tube out.
I didn't do that yet. I'm just building a box to store it in right now. I found a suitable size container. I could probably 3D print the other things, and then I bought on Amazon. I found a EverDry wireless. I don't know why it says wireless, but wireless mini dehumidifier. Essentially, what it is a hard plastic silica gel packet that once it's fully wet, you can actually plug it in the wall and 12 hours later, it's reusable.
Well, what I did was I bought two gasketed bins from Walmart, one of them larger to hold my extra filament, and then one of them small enough to hold like one roll of filament. I did buy the rollers for the bottom, the adjustable rollers, so I could put any spool in there. I drilled a hole. I put in some rubber tubing, sealed the rubber tubing in place. I think I used hot glue for that. And that has worked really well. Now, for the big box, I have one of the giant things of boat desiccant. So basically, it's like a bucket of... kitty litter mixed with some other kind of desiccant, and that's just left in there to keep everything dry. And then in the dry box that I use for distributing the spool, I have I think four bags of desiccant that once they turn blue, I stick them in the microwave for 5 minutes and they go back to being orange and they're ready to go again.
Nice. So, yeah, I might build like a smaller one that I can put on the roll and just have that on there, but we'll see how that goes once I get moved. I'll do some more exploration on that and see how difficult it would be to build one.
It turns green.
That's
when
it,
I need to
green.
Microwave it.
Yep. And it probably hasn't even done that yet.
No, and it's been months.
Yep. So, but at least while it's in storage in the storage facility, plus then once I get home to the house. I'll leave it in there. I'll just leave it. Leave the filament in there rather than taking it out of. I have a cabinet that I used to keep it in, which I still have, and it's definitely going to go with me, of course. But I'm not going to take it out of the box. I'll probably what I'll do is I'll just stick it underneath the table that I'm going to put the printer on. So, but it's been working great with that new board. I've been printing a lot of stuff. Like, one of the things I did was I took some of the smaller spools and just started printing crap. You know, like printing, like, I've made some boxes. I did have enough Amazon gift cards to buy the smaller Eagle Moss Enterprise D. And I, of course, took it out because I wanted to look at it, but I didn't want to take the packaging it came in. It's just not, you can't really reuse it. So I just printed a box that was designed to hold that in there. And then I took like a little small section of bubble wrap, stuck it on top. So that thing's in another box, not going to get crushed. It's not going to fall out, and it's not going to break. So, not that those Eagle Moss ones, I think they're die-cast. Feels like it to me. But what I probably will do, I don't know. I have to think where I want to put it. I might put it on, there's this like small section of wall that is on the one end of that room. And I might put them there. Kind of not close to the top of the stairs, just in case somebody decides to put their hand there. But so I might put it closer to the other wall. But I'm like, the other things I'm looking at, like when I start to set things up, is I don't really want to necessarily pound nails into my brand new wall. You know what I mean? But so anyway.
Well, if you don't, somebody will.
Yeah, my wife will probably want me to do some of that. Although, I will say, I kind of lucked out, and I don't have one of them wives that has all that kitschy home decor crap. She likes to go to Hobby Lobby, but then she goes to look at buying some of the stuff, and then she decides, nah. Although, one of the things that I might consider is I saw there was a – I forget whether it was on Facebook or where it was, but I saw it wasn't a fat head, but it was very similar to that, but it had a really cool picture of the Falcon on it, and it was huge. You know, like, it would fill a wall. That might be something I'd look into. Because at least that stuff I can peel off, and it's not going to peel paint up.
That would be cool. For the man cave?
Yep. I have to look.
Now, you're going to have your man cave in the mother-in-law suite, right?
We don't have a mother-in-law suite, but
well, the mother-in-law suite is the room over the garage.
Yes, if you want to call it that, yeah. I mean, there's no bathroom or anything up there. It's just that room. But the only thing I'm wondering is, and I haven't been down since they put the texture on. I'm not sure if they textured. If you've seen the drywall pics. The ceiling there is angled on two of the sides. So, which really looks neat, but I don't know if those angled sections of drywall have texture on it or if they're flat.
Probably textured.
Yeah, if it's textured, I really can't really... Well, I guess I could hang something on it if I wanted to, but...
Can't stick anything to it, though.
No. I will say this, the color we picked, it's totally appropriate for hanging that Enterprise poster, because we picked a tan color. So it would really look almost like a corridor on the Enterprise if I hung that poster there. But like I said, that if I get the poster, that's one thing I would hang on the wall. But I'm going to try and pick a frame such that I have enough room to shove some LEDs in it. That way it just lights up. But, and I don't know if those walls, they may not be they may be too short for me to put like a one-up up there. I don't know. But yeah, it'll probably take me a good year to get it just like I want it up there, probably. Because, you know, it's going to take money to buy things like furniture that I don't have, that I want, and TV.
Just find it for free on Facebook Marketplace.
Well, kind of for the look I want to go with, that I'd probably almost have to find it used or cheap or free, because I would like to... With exception of the weight of it, I would like it to be like an 80s looking couch.
Yeah, trying to get that up the stairs, though.
Yeah, I know. Because, again, consider a lot of those couches from the 80s were sofa beds.
Yeah, but for your man cave, you got to get like a Haida bed or something.
Sofa beds suck, man. Those things weigh a ton.
They do. No, I think what I probably want to get is I'm looking at getting one of them futons. It would probably never be folded out into a bed. But
that way, you know, when Rich comes by, you can banish him to the garage.
Our garage has attic access too. Not that I'm... Not that it's really... the attic is not really designed to put anything in, though, so... Although...
That's what plywood is for when it's not insanely expensive.
I was going to say, the code now, and this is the ironic thing, is they're not putting the plywood up there for you. In fact, when we were talking to the superintendent, he said, they don't recommend storing anything there. All right, but the building code requires a light bulb to be installed in the attic, and I'm not sure why. So technically, I probably could put stuff up there because there'd be light for me to see, but
that's why they have a requirement to install a light bulb in the attic so you can fucking see, man. Otherwise, what are you going to do? Bring
right,
a torch
but if
up
they
there
don't
and
recommend...
set the place on fire?
Right, but if they don't recommend it, you store it. I mean, they're just access panels to get in there. They're not like the pull-down steps or anything like they used to have, you know. So it's not really designed to be at all convenient for you to put anything up there. But, you know, so I'm not planning on doing any of that. But they did put, and this is interesting, because when they were doing the framing, like, and I think they did this when they did the wall insulation, because, of course, they couldn't, until the drywall was done, they couldn't do the spray-in insulation, you know? So what they did... was when they were doing the regular insulation, they put these little depth gauges that will line up with the bottom of the drywall, and that's how they're gonna tell how the inspector will look at it and be able to see, oh, they got enough insulation in there. He'll just shine his flashlight over there and be able to look at the gauge. But it's interesting the different changes that the house, this house will have, like the plumbing's all PEX plumbing. So, and most of that is in the slab too. In a, they put like a conduit in the slab, and then they pulled it through it, because that's what, because PEX, you can literally pull like Ethernet cable almost. But, and then I'll have one of them fancy double door fridges with the ice and the water in it. Well, hopefully, if the appliances aren't delayed. Because I'm betting that if they are delayed, they'll let me move in and we won't have a way to cook. But now they'll probably have them, because it's
well,
certain.
Don't you normally pick up the phone and call Uber?
Well, we can do that, yeah. But I have an. It's the first time I'll have a house with an island in it. The kitchen's gonna be so awesome, man.
And it's relatively unused.
No, get a fair amount of use. I cook, I just don't cook a lot.
I am craving a banana split right now.
That does sound good.
Doesn't it?
With all the toppings on it, or just certain ones?
Well, probably everything. Peanuts, chocolate, strawberry syrup.
Yep.
Caramel, pineapple. Definitely caramel, definitely pineapple.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to go we'll be able to do tonight. Sometime this week, I'll have to go to Dairy Queen. Actually, that's cool.
I would go to Bronze.
Well, if I had a choice, I would do Friendly's. Dan remembers Friendly's.
Yeah.
Or he should.
They're still around.
But I shouldn't have one anyway.
Not around here. They have my absolute favorite sundae ever in the Reese's Pieces sundae. That's my whenever I go there, that's the one I want to get.
Is it getting late?
Good for you. It is 10 o'clock. Yeah, what we used to do in my family, we go to Friendly's and order the Reese's Pieces sundae. But instead of, normally they would make it with vanilla ice cream, we'd have them make it with chocolate.
That sounds like diabetes.
Oh, yeah, and they have this, it has hot fudge on it, but it has this amazing peanut butter sauce on it. Oh.
Have you ever been to a Friendly's, Joe? Do you even know what a Friendly's
is? I have not been to a Friendly's, and I'm not sure what it is.
It all it is like this, like...
It's very similar to a Big Boy.
Yeah, my problem with... Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Dairy Queen is nice, and it's great for their shakes. It's great for
Dairy
their,
Queen gives you the shits?
It's great for their blizzards, but really, their ice cream is... If you're gonna get like a sundae or something, it's not that good.
No, I mean, I agree. They're not the best ice cream. But my favorite sundae at Dairy Queen's a peanut buster parfait. It's basically just a hot fudge sundae with red skin peanuts. But and then of course there's the dilly bars,
Reese's Pieces Blizzards.
Yep. Now, Friendly's, though, is far superior to Dairy Queen. No question. But
well,
we used to
have
one.
Have you guys been to
Brahms? We don't have those. At least I don't.
Brahms is a burger joint that also does ice cream. And they have somewhat of a small, like, grocery section, at least the one here. So it's pretty good.
There's a Witz frozen custard in Columbus, and I absolutely love frozen custard.
Their burgers, at least at the local one here, have gone down in recent years, so...
I think that sounds very similar to Culver's in our area. Although Culver's, what they're known for is the Butterburger. And that's a hamburger that they put butter on it when they're cooking it.
Hold on a second before you talk about Culver's. So, Joe, picture Brahms, get rid of the Fresh Market.
Right.
And be more like a Perkins.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's Friendly's.
Yeah.
What's Perkins?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Picture Bob's Brahms, get rid of the Fresh Market, and make it more like Denny's.
Okay.
There you go.
Much more of a greasy spoon.
Yeah, it's kind of, I think it's a little, like, it's probably on par with, like, Denny's in a way, but yeah, it's not like Denny's. It's more like what Brahms does, but like Denny's stuff.
Yep.
It looks more like a Denny's than a Brahms.
Yep.
Now,
and much Joel, better ice cream too.
Joel, let me ask you this, okay? Tomorrow I am leaving to go to my mother-in-law's.
And oh, yes.
We were considering on the way down going through Culver's drive-thru because we've never been to a Culver's before and we heard about it.
Oh, yeah.
Is it good?
I wish I could tell you because I've been trying to get my my son to go there. I have heard they are excellent.
Ah, you're good at you, Joel. Good at you, man.
I know.
We don't know if we're going to make it, though.
Yeah, what I said is what they're known for is the Butterburger, which is basically a hamburger with butter on top. Oh. So I'm going to have to really do that eventually because there's one out in the Hilliard, which is right across. Because that's from where we're going to be in Grove City once the house is complete. The only thing we don't have within driving distance, like a very short, like less than 5 minute drive from the house, will be Sam's Club. And the closest Sam's Club is all the way out in Hilliard. And we don't have a Costco or Sam's that's close to Grove City. But right across the street from Sam's Club is the Culver's. And there's a Culver's and there's a Fazoli's, which I've ate at Fazoli's. They're kind of overrated. That's Italian food. But everyone I've known that have gone to Culver's has been very satisfied. So definitely worth a shot. And they also had they have custard too. So frozen custard. Now here what I hope we get someday, just because he's got the car dealership here, is locally I can buy the same patties that Wahlburgers use. Have you heard of Wahlburgers, Dan?
I believe I have.
Yeah.
Owned by the Wahlbergs from, Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So they have two, I think they both have Angus in it, Angus beef in it. But they have two different kind of patties that I can buy at the store. They have a one that's made out of the brisket, and then one that's made out of I think it's sirloin. I'd have to look at the package. But when it's just us three, we're not having a cookout or anything, I'll buy a 4-pack of those, and that's great. And what I did earlier, I'm trying to remember. No. This week when I did them, I bought some really nice everything hamburger buns. So it has all the different seeds and stuff on it. So I put that on the burger on that. I had some cheddar cheese on that. And then the only other topping I put on it was I found a locally produced maple bacon onion jam. And that was fantastic. – What I like to do when I do that, maple bacon jam, is I like to get pretzel buns when I do the burgers too. And pretzel buns are awesome. It's like, right now, if I ordered Wendy's, the burger I would order is that pub burger they got with the pretzel bun. It's really good, if you haven't had that yet. But I shouldn't do that anymore. I'm definitely going to be taking advantage of the Candlewood Suites where we'll be staying next month. They have a set of grills out back that you can use to grill meats and stuff, so I'm definitely going to be doing that when I'm there. That's the thing I miss the most about living here for 8 months, is they don't let you grill. In fact, I got my old smoker sitting on the patio in the back. I need to get rid of it. It's an old Brinkman that's not worth keeping.
Time to buy a new one, right?
Well, we're going to get that Pit Boss, probably. Although I might... I keep debating between the bigger one and the little one. I may go with the little one just because it's going to be a little bit more economical and we'll get more use out of it. You know, if I buy the bigger one, I just don't know how often I'd use the whole surface of it. I'd like to start doing things like put it on smoker mode and put a piece of salmon on that. That would be good. And decent for me, too. But anywho, it's getting late. I think we should get going.
Yeah. Happy Memorial Day to everybody.
I won't say happy, but thank you to everyone who gave their lives so that we could be free.
Yes, that is true. And have a safe and happy Memorial Day.
Enjoy those cookouts.
What about you, Joe?
What about me?
Cookout on Monday?
Seems unlikely.
Yeah. Same here. I'll be driving back on Monday. So. All right. I'm going to play us out. We'll see you again in a week. Happy 3D printing.
Uh-huh.
Hello. My name is Matt, and I've started a new podcast called LibreQuest. I talk about Linux and general technical topics. To get the show, visit LibreQuest.org.
It's Hacker Public Radio. Hacker Public Radio is a daily podcast by the hacker community for the hacker community. If you're interested in technology, creative thinking, hacking, Linux, or any kind of computer, that kind of stuff, you should listen to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.com.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? Yeah, with my tongue brush.
Shut up.
Daddy has a gun!
It's over.
While you were making egg poo young in the kitchen, I was in the dining room having sushi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I'm debating taking my air fryer with me to the extended stay.
Why not?
Well, because there's not that much room in it. That's why not.
Air fryer's not that big, is it?
Yeah, it's pretty big. I got the bigger one. Or it makes me wonder, because it does. From the pictures of the place we're going to, it looks like they have a It has a microwave, but it doesn't necessarily look like it's a like it could be a bigger, you know, like a convection microwave. That's what I want to say. If it's a convection microwave, then I could definitely put like air fry things in there, you know, like pizza or something like that. But or actually pizza, like for pizza, I can probably just get a pan and just throw it on the grill downstairs. But the good thing though is it's right across the street from Walmart and a lot of different places. So like, you know, even if we decided not to cook a lot, we can probably go to a restaurant. One of my favorite restaurants is right across the street too, chain wise.
No Charlie's.
Well, this is interesting. This the tablet updated.
I'm gonna stop the recording. Say goodnight, Joe.
There you go. Goodnight, Joe.
It's like a kid sprayed chocolate milk on her laptop. Like, I'm like, you need to clean this. Oh, she's like, that's nothing. You should have seen. I'm like, what? She's like, oh yeah, I eat on this. I'm like, oh boy.
I mean, I got a little schmutz on my keyboard here and there, but nothing like that.
I'm kind of shocked at how clean my stuff is compared to hers. I just don't spray chocolate milk on my keyboard and mouse,
yeah, right?
Mouse pad and all that.
Yeah. Probably the one I clean the least is my work laptop, to be honest. Because every time I
open, so
I don't want to open that thing unless I'm doing work, if you know what I mean.
Right. Well, I think in the first place, just don't get it dirty.
There's that too. Yeah. It's actually in pretty decent shape. The only thing is I'm getting towards the end of the cycle, so little things are starting to bug me about it.
My dinner's ready.
He microwaved something. I did not have a lot of stuff to cook here this week because I tried not to buy a lot of food because I don't know what the whole storage situation is. Oh, plus I remember I gotta get one more hotel reservation in. Could not find one that had all the days I needed. Plus I didn't know till today what days I need it exactly.
Is this because you're still living on the road?
Yeah, when we first got initial predictions. We got initial predictions in, and they said, oh, it'll be done end of May. We're like, okay, well, that's when we set a thing, except it's not done. But although we'll say we got the
it predictions,
texture.
Is that like Gene Dixon?
They meant 2025.
No, it won't be that bad.
When Caltech says fourth quarter, we'll release this product.
Yeah, right. No, I don't even think it's that bad. No. They put the ceiling texture in this week. I have a garage full of trim and cabinets. Looks like trim. They put the mantle for the fireplace in. I don't know what else they did because that was like Tuesday when they went down. Monday or Tuesday when they went down there. And one, hopefully not something that's going to set us back any. When we were down there Saturday, we drove into the neighborhood and there was at least three porta potties that were tipped over. And I got to our house and there was two windows that were broken. One of them I know of for sure was somebody throwing a rock in from the outside. Because the rock was in the bedroom. But, yeah.
When the bedrooms are rocking, don't come a knocking.
Yeah. So according to them, they should be still be able to. That's not going to delay us anymore. And they've been cranking it out this week. I mean, this Monday was when all this stuff was delivered and the texture was all done on the Monday too.
So now they're saying end of June?
Yeah. Well, or no, they're saying June. So basically, once they actually have the cabinet installed, they will have a more concrete date. So they will know at that point when the close will be. So, but, and one thing I'm going to bitch about on the show, actually, we should start the show. But the one thing I want to talk about on the show is communication.
Pat, I got yelled at by Caltech Chad.
Aw.
What'd you do?
I'll tell you later. It's not a big deal.
Okay. Taking pictures of the prototypes and not signing.
Oh, oh, oh,
that's
shoot.
What you did.
Dude, exactly
that. I called it. I had a feeling you're taking pictures of the prototypes and posting them.
Oh, no, I wouldn't post that crap.
Listen, if you
yes,
got a prototype
would.
At a public event,
it's funny. That's what somebody
it.
Else said.
You're asking for it. No excuses.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like if Apple brought in their iPad Pro 2022 to WDC, you know, and it's not ready yet. You know, it's like if they did that and showed it in the back room. It's like, yeah. Let's see, this is okay. See, the only thing is about actually, it does let you upgrade a Ubuntu Touch directly on the tablet. That's pretty cool. I'm doing it now. You ready yet, Dan?
Dan Ho.
Or you know.
Oh, no, no, yeah, I'm ready.
At least next week when I come on the show, I won't actually, let's see. I'm that's my last day off in my vacation to do this little move.
Wait, aren't you moved already?
No, truck gets here Friday. Well, I drive the truck here Friday because we're doing U-Haul.
All right. This is 908.